Flashback, episode 2. Today, my friends Vita and Kareem are joining me in the studio to talk about vlogging with my friend Lauren Meyer. We'll also be calling up Quake Matthews to talk about his latest album and counting down the CITR top 5. This is Flashback.
She looked me over and I guess she thought I was all right. All right in the sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. She said there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep. You the woman who was recently given a Fulbright. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know, I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Hey everybody, welcome to Flashback. I'm your host, Alec Christensen, and I've got two very special guests in the studio with me today. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Vita, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. This week, we've got a great episode. I'm excited to get into it, but before we do, let's get to know each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Vita, let's have you go first. Let's go with your hometown, and then tell us your favorite artist or band or song or whatever you want. Really want to talk about.
All right. Well, I'm from Santa Barbara, California, so just a little bit south of here.
Yes, West Coaster.
Yes, West Coast, born and raised. West Coast, best coast. Not gonna
no
lie.
Kidding. No kidding.
And I mean, favorite artist or band? That's hard. It changes all the time, and I don't know if I can pick one. But I did just recently, like on Sunday, go and see Jake Bugg perform at the Commodore Ballroom, which was really good. So I'd have to say right now I'm loving him and his like great voice, and yeah, it was just him and a guitar on stage.
Awesome.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Kareem, what about you?
I'm from Amman, Jordan, so Okay. Not exactly the West Coast.
Not exactly.
And
similar though.
Yeah, yeah. And then favorite artist and band, I'm gonna have to say Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
I can feel the CITR red dot on me right now, but
it's coming.
Yeah.
We'll allow you to stay though.
It's fine.
That's cool. How are you guys doing? What's new?
Nothing much. I mean, we're moving into finals week.
Yes, yeah. It's a very busy season right now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on.
Last week of classes, though.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Really great.
That's super exciting. Yeah. Well, Kareem, you and I, we saw a movie recently. That was exciting. That was probably our big highlight of the Easter holiday weekend.
No, that was definitely really cool.
It was very cool.
We saw Death of Stalin, the new Iannucci movie. It's like a British movie, and it was about kind of like the end of Stalin and the power struggle, but it was a comedy and just really, really funny. And if you know Iannucci, like, you know, Veep, or you know The Thick of It, just a great, great movie. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, that's
that
a great
good.
Review.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a great show today. We're going to be talking to my friend and amateur vlogger, Lauren Meyer, on the phone. And then later on, we're going to be calling up Halifax rapper Quake Matthews, talking about his album, talking about rap music. All this, we've got the CITR Top 5 coming up. And when we get back from this next song, we're going to be talking about Vancouver's very messy mayor. This is Flashback.
Like a drive.
All right, here on Flashback, we care about what you care about. So we're going to turn to our Vancouver news desk, see what's been happening in the city. And the thing that came to my mind as I was on Twitter preparing for this show last night was Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson's April Fool's joke. Do either of you guys want to volunteer to read the tweet that he sent out?
Sure, I'll go for it. So Gregor said, "I will seek a fourth term as mayor due to the disastrous lineup of declared candidates. Can't let our incredible city be governed by nincompoops."
Jeez.
I was not aware of the word nincompoops before.
Yeah, I had to explain to Kareem that was a real word on the way over here.
Yeah, what a word to use, though.
So is this funny, or is this just kind of rude?
Dumb? I think it might be a little bit disrespectful for of the candidates that are running and are really putting in a lot of time and effort into, you know, making the best with their campaigns. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can understand April Fool's joke, but you could do he could have done so many other things.
Yeah.
That was not necessary.
Totally. And sure.
So I don't know. And also it's just a weird, these tweets just remind me of Trump and I don't like it at all. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I think from the reaction from everyone else, it kind of looked like nobody got it. So I don't see how that was a successful April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Got a lot of backlash.
It did. He gets a lot of backlash right now, though. He's on the way out, right?
Yeah.
He's not running mm-hmm. for re-election, hence the joke. And, I don't know. I want to think he's a good guy, but he's had a very interesting career.
Not a popular guy
not
online.
Not very popular
I mean,
online.
We're three foreigners, so we don't want to, speak for Vancouver locals, mm-hmm. but, he
right.
does not seem... Yeah, to get a lot of positive press.
Yeah. When we were doing all of our research, Kareem, on
yeah.
Vancouver
yeah,
City
yeah,
Council
yeah.
and municipality procedures,
I mean,
what was one guy said that he was really good for people who can afford to live here and not so good for those who can't?
Which is a lot of people, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a bummer.
Anyway, speaking of backlash, Brett A. Mullins, who, before we read his tweet, is a candidate for MLA for Vancouver Kingston. And he's part of YPP, which is Your Political Party, which seems like it's trying to do something new and make a closer relationship between politicians and their constituents. I don't know a lot about them, but they seem interesting. He responded to Gregor Robertson's tweet. Do you want to read it, Vita?
Sure. "You really think you're fit for the job again? Please run against me. I have a ton of examples as to why you were one of the worst mayors to ever govern."
So shots fired there.
Yeah.
That is harsh.
And then this is objectively, or maybe not objectively, this is definitely harsher than I think Mayor Robertson's tweet.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Do you think he got the joke?
Probably not. He probably just thought that, I don't know, he was
yeah.
Robertson was being rude and going after everyone's campaign. And so he was probably upset and just sent out a tweet just like other people do.
Yeah, this is definitely a very
Trumpian
aggressive
tweet.
Interaction.
Yeah, I don't like this interaction. I don't really get Twitter. I don't have Twitter. I don't follow it, so I don't know. Maybe it just it just bugs me in general. But the fact that this is used as a platform to discuss important things and our government and elections, it just bugs me.
Yeah, social media politics are very weird. But it's really weird to see, I don't know, I guess you see politicians roast each other online mm-hmm. often, but it's weird to see people getting in the replies, I think, on Twitter.
Yeah. And for such local politics as well, you don't usually see that
yes.
kind of aggression.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of why this story makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Just because,
sure.
not that these politics don't matter, they're arguably as important, maybe more important.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
it's just...
You'd expect some, civility that you'd... you don't expect Trump kind of politics
no,
on in
no.
the
right,
civic
right.
Vancouver level.
It's on a much smaller stage,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it's...
I wonder if this is, the age that we're moving into.
This is the new normal.
Where every election becomes like this.
Used on social media and... Ugh, man. I really hope that's not the case because I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
No, I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Some level of decadence.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to go to commercial. When we get back, we'll be calling vlogger Lauren Meyer, good friend of mine from back home in Tacoma, to talk about her vlog. This is Flashback. We'll be right back.
Mint Records and CITR and Discorder present Edmonton's indie psych favorite, Faith Healer. It's their first time in Vancouver, so let's show some Van City love on Saturday, March 3rd at the Astoria, with special guests local fuzz poppers Supermoon and Ellen Noon from Victoria.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7-9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
McGregor's wall, suddenly your heart is like a tennis ball, up and down and side to side, surf so hard you think you died, no love for you. Wake up and you feel confused, slight frown as you read the news, each day gotta pick and choose, the same old sides, the me's and you's, but it's alright, you're welcome here, even certain carnivores are in the clear, I promise you. And heaven knows that sun can turn to rain. There's nothing much to fear though. Doors close and we all know that love can turn to pain. So let's be each other's heroes. No gate, no wall could ever split us up. Our love's forever. No nice on a sunny day, French press and a plate of hay, some days can't escape the fray, crazily careening like a bird of prey, this old house is never locked, even diggy winkers need a need to knock, I promise you. Wind blows and heaven knows that sun can turn to rain, there's nothing much to fear though. Doors close and we all know that love can turn to pain. So let's be each other's heroes. No gate, no wall could ever split us up. Our love's forever. No hate, no fear could ever keep us down. We'll stick together. Stick together.
All right. Welcome back to Flashback. Sad change of plans. Lauren Meyer, the interview didn't work out. We had some technical difficulties on our end, but we will get her on the show another time. For now, though, we're going to move into the top five, which is a tradition that we are going to do every episode here, bi-weekly, here on Flashback. We didn't do it last time because we talked about the Juno Awards. And quick aside, Ava and I both were supporting Jessie Reyez, and she won. So that was very exciting. We listened to all the songs nominated for, or the artists nominated for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. We picked our champion, and she won. So that was very exciting. So we're going to move into the top five. Our first song is Rage of Plastics by US Girls from their album In a Poem Unlimited. I played it last episode. It's kind of like I needed a song to throw in and fill out the show, the time. But I really like it, and I'm glad to see it's on the charts. Also, other quick aside, these are last week's charts because we don't have these this week's yet. This is a good song, though. I hope you like it. So let's check it out. What do you guys think of this so far?
I thought it was really, really cool.
I really like that. Yeah, it has like a groovy kind of swing beat.
And her voice is like really unique as well.
Definitely.
Nice little harmonies, background music.
I like the jazz, like the swing beat kind of going on too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's not something that you hear a lot, I feel like, in music these days. But I kind of wish they'd bring it back, you know?
It is definitely a throwback, but, like, really, really groovy, really cool.
It's a cool fusion, I think, of, like, past and present kind of musical styles. Quick little context, US Girls is just one person. Mm-hmm. She's Toronto-based, but she's also, she was born in Illinois, went to college in Portland, and then moved up and operates out of Toronto now.
That's awesome.
She's really good.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a great album, In a Poem Unlimited.
I would definitely listen to her more.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, let's enjoy the rest of it.
Okay.
I have tried to be patient as I've been made nervous. Get some help from the perks of my devotion's curse. And I know. You give me
Such an epic outro to that song. That's so cool.
I know. I dig that. Yeah.
Do we all like it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Super
okay.
Awesome.
For sure.
Unanimous. That's a good one. Let's move on to number four. This is Chris-orific, with Fresh Brews off his album Postseason. Let's check it out. Okay, what's our thoughts?
Not bad.
Cool name.
Interesting name.
That is very muddled praise coming from Vita.
I mean, it just seems, I don't know, maybe, I guess when you're an artist, you really do have to self-promote, but like, it seems a little
this is
egotistical.
All about the name.
I don't know.
Oh, is your whole, like, beef with him his name?
Yeah. I mean, like, this song is not bad.
Yeah,
it sounds like a lot of like kind of modern stuff. For some reason, it reminds me of the stuff that, man, this is a throwback, that they used to play in like places in department, like stores, like such as like Hollister and like the really kind of beachy,
like very breezy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Easy to listen to kind of stuff.
Sure.
But yeah.
Easy to wash down.
All right, Kareem, can you undo the... the yin to her, or can you be the yin to her yang and with some positivity?
No, I think she was pretty positive. It's fun. It's breezy. It's a cool song.
Yeah.
Not the greatest ever, but like I definitely listen to it again.
Between this and the first song, are you guys going with the first song?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rage of Plastics.
I'm surprised she's 5, not like higher.
I think she was higher before.
Okay.
I don't think she.
You don't know how
I think
beef
she
with
peaked
the
above 5.
Maybe a little bit.
Then I don't even know what she's going to be this week.
That's true. Could be another one of her songs.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. They actually do it by album, so I'm just kind of picking random songs at my own discretion here.
Oh.
Because it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to the rest of this song. You're covering every kid you think deserves it. Contradicting everything you did in the past. I think I'm staying somewhere other than here. I think I'm living here before the wedding. What am I gonna do without him? What am I gonna do without him? I know you miss the mountains a lot more than you thought, a lot more than you thought. I believe this, I think you need us if you stick around. I think that it would work. I don't believe this, I think you need us if you stick around. That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, kind of repetitive, but easy to digest.
Yeah. No, definitely. I jumped back a few times just to prolong it while we talked. It wasn't quite that long. It's really short, actually. Every song on his album was like less than 2.5 minutes.
Hmm.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of negative vibes coming through.
I don't know. It just, no, I feel no, like no, you could good. Definitely be able to, like,
it is kind of the same
put
thing
more
over and over again.
Meat on a song. Yeah. Like, I feel like there should be more to something like that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Really quick, this is so off topic and not related to the top five. The first song we listened to is called Rage of Plastics. And every time I've talked to you lately, Vita, it's been about waste and plastic.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. I'm kind of on like a... Well, I'm really trying to be better about how much waste I produce.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about this for a while because there are places popping up that are like waste-free stores. So like you can buy all the things that you need to basically go completely waste-free. Like mason jars for when you go to, say, like a grocery store and you don't want to use a plastic bag to get bulk items, like stuff like that. And especially like recently, I don't know, someone was talking to me about going waste-free for a week and I was like, could I do that? And I thought I was pretty good. And then I realized how many coffee cups mm-hmm. I go through a day. And like, of course, as a college student, that makes sense. Because, you know, like I drink a lot of coffee. I need caffeine to get me through the day. But it's a lot of waste. And so I've been using like a recyclable, like a thermos. And trying to minimize how much like plastic utensils and paper plates I use. So I try to bring, like I carry around a little set of wooden utensils that my mom gave me for Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And like, you know, water bottle. And there are like lots of ways to cut down. I just think people sometimes are a little bit too, I don't want to say lazy. But yeah, yeah, it's true. And
no, I'll admit,
just,
I'm
like,
lazy.
Convenience.
Yeah. I have two reusable water bottles, but like sometimes I'll just get lazy and buy one from the the calf. Oh, I haven't done it in like 2 weeks.
Good.
But like, and I'm definitely more conscious of it now, considering every time I talk to you, I feel like it comes up.
That's so funny. I'm glad that I've like made an impression.
I know.
There are UBC petitions now as well to like ban.
Yeah, I signed that and I shared it.
I did as well. I felt good about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like I was doing something.
Oh, and especially considering like UBC's trying to go waste free. And yet there's so many, like, in the cafeteria, they're sliced oranges in a plastic cup when you can literally just buy a whole orange. Like, I understand convenience is nice, and they want people to eat healthy, but, like, there are ways around that. And I just think that, yeah, there are alternatives. There we go.
We could definitely do better.
Yes.
Yes.
Always.
All right. Should we carry on?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Number three. The song is from a band called Black Wizard, off their album called Live in Oblivion. I think it's the first like heavy metal song I've played in the two episodes we have. But let's check it out. It's called Two of These Nights.
Surprise you, but I'm not a metal guy.
Really, the
Taylor Swift fan?
Metal guy.
Huge shock, but no, that was like that was fun to listen to, and that wasn't like death to my ears. So.
No, yeah,
understandably so. Yeah, I did not dislike that either, because I'm not. That's like the one thing. It's like that in country. Like I'm not
maybe
fan of.
We had low expectations of that, so maybe we liked it more.
Maybe it was exactly.
Like, I think it was good. Like I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And I try to be open a little bit about music, but...
That was cool.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just kind of saying, like, reminded me more of some, like, classic rock, yeah. Guns N' Roses vibes rather than, like, really
like
heavy metal.
Screaming heavy metal.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. A lot of that.
It's not what I expected from heavy metal.
Well, Kareem, I want you to be happy. So I want to show you one of those songs that, like, the rock bands covering Taylor Swift. And I think this is one. So let's check this out.
Right. Interesting start.
Do you like this, or is this like desecrating your queen?
Like, so far I do. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever listen to it, like, actually?
No. Like, this is better than I thought it would be, because, again, I thought it would just be screaming the lyrics out.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't given metal enough of a chance.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? You could be converted.
Oh, this is... very fun.
Is this comparable to the original in your mind?
You can hear the echo of it, and like, oh yeah, love the lyrics. So like, that's still there.
I mean, I wonder if like we're just like making screamo and heavy metal synonymous, because I feel like they are different, right?
So yeah.
Screamo's screaming, and heavy metal's more just like the way that it's performed, like the guitar parts and everything. Mm-hmm. Definitely more intense than like regular music, but.
Yeah, I don't have the expertise to talk about that.
So I mean, I don't. Yeah,
oh, did you hear that?
Either, but maybe it's...
I did not.
There's a scream. Oh, we missed that's the scream.
But yeah, that's. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm over it.
Yeah. No.
quick aside. My cousin is like in a screamo band, which is like cool. Not my music,
that's
but like it's cool.
Have you ever gone to one of his gigs?
I don't think they've had gigs. They made a single though, and it's like okay, like. I don't know how to judge that kind of music, but it sounds, like, professionally made.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. This next song is a little bit of a palate cleanser. this is Charlotte Day Wilson with Let You Down. This vibe.
Yeah.
I dig it, yeah.
Late night study music.
Exactly.
Me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Just like something chill kind of in the background. I really like the violins at the beginning. Or just like throughout the song. It's a really nice touch.
Definitely. Yeah, sure. Great song.
Yeah.
She's in case you're curious, she operates out of Toronto.
Ooh, oh, nice. Cool.
Great voice.
Definitely. Also kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice combination of like jazz and soul. And
it's really easy to listen to.
I wonder, reminds me of Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting. Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Okay, I see it.
Yeah, she has like a similar voice to that.
Yes.
It's maybe a similar style also of music. Yeah, I dig it.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. That's such an awesome song.
Yeah, really nice.
Mm-hmm. We should play more of her.
Choice. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's move on to number one. I think this song was charting at number one for 2 weeks. I think it premiered at number one on the CITR charts. Stayed up there again last week. And we'll see again what happens this week, who's to say right now. Kelarissa with Black Sea off of Ocean Electro. She's out of Vancouver, too. I mean, Vancouver has a lot of good artists.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's check it out. All right, initial reactions.
Good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Yeah. The intro especially reminded me of like an 80s vibe, like ABBA, like the song Money, Money, Money. I don't know. Something just like clicked with me. I was like, that sounds really familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It definitely has like the disco influence of the 80s.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. That cool beat and just kind of repeats over the or under the vocals.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been like kind of a trend in this top five is older musical influences permeating what we have now, which is like really cool.
Makes sense because like everything kind of is influenced by everything. Mm-hmm.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to make really like new music these days because a lot of things have been kind of done.
Yeah, unless it's just some really like out there experimental
right
stuff,
which you know can be interesting, but. Who knows? Yeah.
All right. Nice little fade out at the end there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were saying it reminded you of kind of like ABBA, right?
Yeah, Money, Money, Money.
Money, Money, Money. Let's listen to Money, Money, Money.
Ooh, yes. ABBA.
Awesome song.
Nice.
Oh, I'm glad that came up, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I love ABBA. Great.
I did not see the link when you said it, but like when it played, I can see how they're related.
Yeah. I mean, I when I was younger, I kind of like loved listening to ABBA because mm-hmm. I loved the show Mamma Mia. I actually saw the Broadway production, and it was really good.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. And so I used to just like play that. I remember like putting it on Pandora and just like listening to the songs nonstop. I'm just like kind of a musical theater nerd, and right. so it was really cool. And just ABBA, like in general, they're great. Yeah.
Yeah, like my mom loved ABBA when I was a kid, so she'd always like sing that line of Money, Money, Money. But I don't think I've actually like heard the song properly, which is why I don't think I saw the link. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It's just her voice in my head whenever I think about ABBA, I think.
That's really cool.
That's one of those songs I like know, but I never
listen to.
Hear, or listen to even here, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah. I feel like that's most of ABBA's music. Like everyone knows stuff by ABBA, but.
Like Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Definitely everyone knows that song. Like in some place that everyone sings, you know?
And definitely there's like people who do seek out ABBA, but even people who don't just have like.
A knowledge.
You're a very young ABBA fan like that. Yeah, that's pretty unique. But
I don't know. I just like I listened to a lot of like older music when I was growing up. Like my mom loved like Carly Simon, Carole King.
Nobody does it better than Carly Simon.
Yes, exactly. I just like I've carried on that like love for older music. Yeah, and I just, so I definitely enjoy like listening to that kind of generation and yeah all 60s, 70s, 80s stuff. Yeah,
that's really cool.
I find amazing, yeah.
Definitely. All right, before we go to a commercial break, do we like the top five for the most part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four out of five, I think we liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the fifth was iffy, but like overall it was really cool.
The Chris-erific one? Was
yeah,
that the iffy
I think
one?
So.
The fourth one? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll have to get him on the show so you guys can have
all the speed. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. But definitely.
Vita just needs to ask about his name. That's like, that's
yeah, I just need to know, like, where he came, like, why he decided to land on
clarify
that.
Why he picked that.
Yeah.
It's Chris-erific.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday, from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Welcome back to Flashback. We just listened to the top five. We're about to get Quake Matthews on the phone to talk to him about his latest album, Celebrate the Struggle. But sadly, Vita has to go.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're glad you could be here to
yeah,
count down the
too,
top five.
Too.
It's very fun, yeah.
The show, like, quick aside, pattern I've noticed and I hope isn't real, but the show's been kind of ravaged by disease. You were supposed to be on the first episode, Vita, right?
Yeah.
We did the demo for the show together, and then you were sick. We were going to have Ava, who was on the last episode, with us today, all four of us in here. She's sick this week, so hopefully this is a trend that doesn't
continue. Yeah.
At least for my sake. I'm terrified of this next.
You're next, Kareem.
There's nobody left except the host. Like, what are we going to do?
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to have to fill in when I'm down.
Oh, my God. No. Don't say that. Knock on wood, guys.
For sure.
No one gets sick. I mean, it is, like, final season. Like, it's hard
Very
not...
True.
Like, when you're surrounded by so many sick people. Yeah. And you're touching things all day. And yeah.
It's brutal. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to play you out.
Okay.
This is a cover of Last Kiss by Wednesday, which is a Canadian band, but it's a really good song. I think a lot of people will know it, so let's just listen to it, and we'll see you later, Vita. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back to Flashback. You're here with Alec and Kareem. And on the phone, we have Halifax rapper Quake Matthews. How's it going, Quake?
What's going on, guys? Hey, good to be on the show, man. Appreciate you guys for taking the time out to chat with me.
Yeah, I'm glad we could get you on. You were just in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, or last weekend, right?
Yeah. Actually, I just got back last night. I stayed an extra week, so just to check out the city. And yeah, it was a good time, man.
It's good. You like it? Do you like it out here?
Yeah, I love it. You know, obviously the whole Juneau experience was incredible. And then I got like four of my best friends who live up there now. So I just stayed an extra week and just, you know, got to see the city and got to have some drinks and
That's awesome.
All kinds of fun stuff. And yeah, so it was a good trip, man, for sure.
That's great. And you enjoyed the Juneau Awards?
Oh, loved it. Yeah,
that's definitely great.
A great thing to be a part of, man. That, you know, your first time walking that red carpet is kind of a surreal.
Oh, that was your first time?
Yeah. They're like, yeah, man, it was pretty cool feeling, definitely. So, yeah, it kind of hits. I think that's the moment where it all hits, like when you're walking down the red carpet and, like, a lot of people are just taking pictures of you and stuff. You're like, damn, I'm really here. So, yeah, that's cool. It was crazy.
That has to feel good. And then also congratulations on Confessions, which is your first single to be on the top 30, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, man.
That's awesome. Great song. Good work. So before we talk too much about your music, I want to just kind of ask about, like, the rap scene in Halifax. I know, I imagine a lot of people from all parts of Canada move to Toronto and Vancouver and Montreal, where, like, the arts might be a little more dense, right? But you've opted to stay out there in Halifax. How has that affected your artistry and also just your how you view the music industry and what you do?
You know, I've always toyed with the idea of moving away, but, like, first and foremost, just, like, the city, man. I could never picture it. Like, this is home to me, and I could never picture, like, leaving here for good. And I don't think it's really affected, you know, my art or my success too much. Like, if you look at some of the most, you know, one of the most, I don't know what you could say, successful rappers from Canada ever is Classified, you know. And he lives not even inside Halifax City. He lives like half an hour out in like the country.
Right.
So I think nowadays with like the internet and just as long as you're taking trips, like frequent trips, like I'll go to Toronto like 3 or 4 times a year. I'll go to Montreal. I'll go to different places. As long as you're taking frequent trips, I think you're all good to lay down and stay wherever you're at, like wherever you want to be, as long as you're always on the move and you don't stay in one place too long. So that's how I kind of look at it.
That's cool. So Celebrate the Struggle, that's your fifth full-length album, right?
Yes, sir.
Maybe your most personal. I don't, like, I'm kind of speculating, but I'm kind of curious that as you continue to mature and continue to hone your craft, what do you find changing most about yourself in the rap world at large? You kind of hinted at that just a minute ago, but like if you could expand on that.
Yeah, I don't know. My music's always been personal. Sorry, I've always been an open book, and it's always served as a form of therapy for me, I guess you could say. So I don't know if it's the most personal, but I definitely like to dive in and get personal on every album. But I think with this one is just more matured sound and more, I think, less about the turn up. You know, like a lot of hip hop music is about turning up, getting clubs, and sorry if you're not allowed to curse, you know, but just that party lifestyle and those negative things that come along with this lifestyle sometimes that lead people down the wrong road. And I think this album was more of, you know, just it showed maturity and growth and me finally becoming, you know, an adult and not just some wild kid trying to do hip hop anymore. So I think that's what I was trying to do with this one, and I think I succeeded with it.
That's awesome. Then on your website, you have the little description of kind of the story behind Celebrate the Struggle. You talk about how it's human nature to never be completely satisfied, and the high from your most recent accomplishments wear off, right? You keep trying to search for the next thing that's going to bring that sense of accomplishment back, right? obviously you're talking about your own career and your craft, but also just a very human experience. How do the themes of the album kind of relate to your journey as a music industry professional?
I think it kind of speaks for itself. Like, you know, with everything in life, you know, you get those highs or those points of validation or something that makes you happy, and then eventually they wear off and you go try to find them again. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you get lost up in that chase and it becomes a constant struggle. For example, like, you know, let's just say you're in a relationship, you get tired of your girl and you go start talking to other girls on Instagram or something like that. And then, you know, you think that there's something better out there, whatever. And then, you know, all of a sudden you end up having nothing at all. That's kind of like the message with the music standpoint, you know? Like, so basically I was just trying to say that learn to be happy with what you have and learn to be appreciative, but also strive for more at the same time. So don't only have tunnel vision and strive for the next thing. Because when you do that, then you fail to actually be appreciative of the things that are around you and the things that you should never take for granted and the things that really matter to you in life. So that's basically what I was trying to say with that.
That's great. All right, we're going to take a quick music break and listen to one of your frequent collaborators, Jordan. We're going to listen to his new single, Rumors. And then we'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Tell me where your head's at. I know you're hearing that chit chat, but I'm with you and that's facts. Oh, my girl, you've been there since things don't pick up. I'm trying to earn more than your trust. And when it's said and done, I'm trying to come home. Walk, yeah. Why they whispering to you? You know this is talk. Oh, caught in the rumors. Don't get caught in the rumors. Baby girl, what's the maneuver? Yeah. You know I'm true to you. Don't get caught in the rumors. Don't go get caught in the rumors. Baby girl, what's the maneuver? Yeah. You know I'm true to you. Feeling to you, shots at your ego. You know that they line like a free throw. You ain't got time to be single. We know, you and me know. All around them, they loving the way that you walk. Yeah. Why they whispering to you? You know this is talk. Oh, caught in the rumors. Don't get caught in the rumors. Baby girl, what's the maneuver? I'm true to you, don't get caught in the rumors. Don't go get caught in the rumors. Baby girl, what's the maneuver? Yeah. You know I'm true to you.
Okay, look towards the future now. So, upcoming projects, nothing formally announced yet, right? But is there anything you do feel like saying?
I'm definitely working on some music. It is definitely going to be, like, bigger and different than it's ever been. There might be some collaborations that, there might be a collaboration that might shock you and be like, damn. But I'm really just trying to push the boundaries and push all extremities and make this the most, I don't know, just the biggest and the most different thing I've ever done. Like, this is my biggest push coming up. So that's all I can really say. I can't really give out any names or tracks, but just expect something out of the ordinary and expect something different and, you know, better than before.
Sure. Can you tease maybe when we'll start to hear more about it?
I would say you'll probably hear the first song or two by the summertime.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I guess kind of building off that, the whole, like, creative process, what do you find, like, this really relates to Celebrate the Struggle, but what do you really find, you can either go with most challenging or most rewarding during it. Like, are you excited to get back into the studio, or are you always hesitant after maybe releasing something to get back in? Because, like, I guess you're kind of off your peak, maybe, and you have to keep working to make the next thing?
Yeah, I guess it's just with me, it's more like, it's like, you know, when you go into making an album, your tank is on full, and then when that album is out, it feels like you said everything, so your tank is on E. And I think the key is to just, some people, the type of music I make anyways, like, a lot of people can make music that, you know, just serves as whatever, club records, and they can pound them out like it's nothing, one after the other. But for me, where mine is so heavily surrounded around my life, it's like, it's almost like after I release an album, I have to literally live a little, you know, like take a little time and experience more stuff and live and make more mistakes and see the world and allow myself to live, so that way I can, you know, refuel back up and then come with the next thing. So I can, it's almost like I can never just do it right away. But yeah, I definitely just allow myself to live a little, take a little break, go do some shows, see the world. And by that time I'm inspired again, I'll come right back.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Back to Vancouver. Could you give us some highlights? This is, we kind of focus on Vancouver happenings mainly. So I don't know, okay, is there anywhere that you want to give a shout out to, a cool place you went to, or anything you saw that was cool, aside from like the Juno Awards, of course?
Man, like one of the last days, like we were staying in East Vancouver, so I was pretty much all around there, like for the second half of the trip. Like for the Juno Awards portion, we stayed at the Park Hotel. And for the second half of the, so it's like this luxury hotel. Then the second half of the trip, it's kind of funny. You stayed in like a 2-bedroom with like 4 of my best friends, you know, I like sleeping on like a love seat in East Van, but both equally as fun, you know what I mean? But yeah, it wasn't until like the last day of the trip that I really got to see like the waterfront and the palm trees and sure, all that stuff. So we just went along there and had some drinks. So that was really cool to me. Like I didn't even know that existed, you know, cause I was just walking around East Van thinking this is it. So yeah, I got to see that, which was pretty dope. And yeah, man, everything to do with the Juno was obviously like, you know, the Rogers spot for the actual Juno show. That was dope, getting to witness it live. Sure. You know, seeing all kinds of highlights, the bare naked ladies, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a bunch of crazy stuff, man. Just getting back now, I don't know, I'd have to sit down and think about it. But yeah, definitely overall just a dope trip.
Did you have anyone you were rooting for during the award show, or were you just there to take it in?
I definitely want to see Jessie Reyes win.
Yeah.
I love the work that she's done.
Yeah,
you know,
we were backing her on the show last episode. We were talking about her a lot.
Yeah. She's incredible and just a super dope person. And actually, I'm friends with her management team. And I got to see her actually a year ago when I was in London doing shows. And she was there as well. So that was the first time I got to see her live, like a small venue, you know, 150 people.
That's
and
cool.
They were over there singing her songs back to her. You know, you could tell she was like moved, like emotionally. And so to see that now a year later, like her winning the award, and also she played at the Commodore Ballroom. I don't know how many people were in that place. I don't know what it holds, but it was full. You know what I mean? Like I'm assuming over 1,000 and everyone is singing every word. Yo, it's just inspiring. And to see such a good person, somebody who's so moved by the music, like you can see the emotion right on her. She's fearless. So somebody who just puts their entire being into the music, you know, it's always good to see them win. And also wanted Daniel Caesar to win. I thought his project was incredible, so I'm glad he won too. And
that was a great
to see them, yeah, to see them collaborate on stage, you know, at the Juno Awards with that new version of Figures, that was incredible as well.
Great track. Awesome. All right, let's take another quick break. We're going to listen to Confessions with Neon Dreams, and then we'll be back.
Sounds good.
Now, are you sure you're ready to hear about this fast life that I lived? The flashing lights and the blackout nights just like this. Would you sacrifice your sanity while looking past my sins? And forgive my crazy friends for the trouble they got me in? I was as stubborn as an addict with a habit for arguments. Scarred with a troubled past and some of the darkest of intents. But if I make a conscious effort to clear my mind of this pressure, then cross your heart and promise you'll accept it.
These are my confessions, I trip on my words and simple collection of bridges I burn. Don't wanna make you leave.
Then you walk away. Try to pretend that you're strong as Superman. A little thought makes you hit the brakes. What's the point any other way? No regrets, I'm just here to say.
These are my confessions. I trip on my words. A simple collection of bridges I've burned.
Back with Quake Matthews here on Flashback. But before we go, we have something kind of fun that we want to do with you. Your manager, when we booked this, said that you would be willing to freestyle, maybe, and we thought we were going to do it in person, but we're going to try it on the phone. I gave you a list of buzzwords. I texted you, including Flashback, Alec, CITR, Pop Culture Landscape, Kareem and Vita, my co-hosts in Vancouver. Those are kind of the main topics of the show, so I'm going to kind of challenge you to freestyle and work as many of those you can into the freestyle and make a little theme song for the show.
Okay, I'll try my best. We got to let the listeners know that you just literally text me these words right now.
Yeah, this is off on the fly.
Yo, all right, I'm going to just look at these words right now and just see what I can do right now. All right. So, all right, check it out. Look, the first word is flashback. Well, if we do a flashback, then Quake Matthews reminds you of the Rat Pack. Hey, yo, I throw any rapper off balance. And that shout out to my man, Alec. Hey, yo, what's the station? CITR. Didn't that station give birth to Nardwar? Damn, they can't stop the man, Quake, especially with the pop culture landscape. And you know how demonous we are. Kareem, what's your last name? Abdul-Jabbar? Shit, I don't play ball, but I score hoops. Kid Quake on the mic, you know I get loose. Vita, that's the girl that used to rap with Ja Rule. But I'm sure your Vita's just as cool, too. Hey, yo, listen, and what's the last word? I do mad maneuvers on losers and just do it. Straight up, live for Vancouver.
Hell yeah. That was awesome.
That's all I got, man.
Thanks for doing that. That was so cool.
Yeah, no worries, man.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Celebrate the struggle online everywhere. Check it out. Quake Matthews. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, peace.
Be a lot of fun.
That was super fun. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to come in. I'm glad we got Vita on.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
Lauren, if you're listening, we'll get you on next time, I promise. But in the meantime, I think that's it. So we're going to put a pin in that and wrap up. Alright, I want to thank my co-hosts Vita Luce and Kareem Halisay for dropping by. Thanks to Quake Matthews for calling in, and special shout out to him for providing us with a new theme song. We'll be back in 2 weeks with an all-new episode of Flashback. See you then.
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.